This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-mursaleen. Dear brothers and sisters, ikhwani akhawati, al-zakatu min a'zami wajibat al-islam. The payment of zakat is one of the major pillars of Islam. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. It is a religious duty upon all Muslims who meet the necessary criteria of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul fi al-Qur'an wa aqimu as-salata wa atu az-zakata warka'u ma'a ar-raki'in. Establish the prayer and give zakat and make ruku' with those who perform ruku'. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his servants, that they should establish the salah and give the zakat. In a different ayah in Surah Al-Bayyinah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is talking about the people of the book, the people who came before the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were given different books, but all of them were commanded to establish the prayer and give the zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah, and all that they have been commanded was that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utter sincerity, devoting themselves to Him exclusively, and that they should worship, they should establish the prayer and give zakat, and that is the right religion, or that is the right faith. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. So the payment of the zakat was always a major obligation in the mission of every prophet and messenger. And it is a major obligation in the mission of, or within the mission of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the deen is one, the religion in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, which is to submit our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of this submission is to pay the zakat. In ayah 34 in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And those who collect and accumulate gold and silver, and they do not spend them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them a tidings of a painful torment, of a painful punishment. Of course, here this ayah, we need to understand this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who collect gold and silver, which means those who save money. So is saving money haram? Is it something haram Muslims are not supposed to do? No. Muslims are not blamed for saving money. Muslims will not be blamed for making more money. Muslims will not be blamed for being wealthy, but they will be blamed for not paying zakat of their wealth. So here the tafsir of the ayah, the ulama, they said, any wealth whose zakat is paid is not a kenz, is not a hoard. And people will not be blamed for saving gold and silver or money or any form of wealth. They will not. They will only be blamed for not paying their zakat. So we need to know that zakat is a major pillar of Islam, and it is only 2.5% out of the total value of our assets. It's not something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not placing a huge burden on our shoulders. It's a small amount, which is 2.5%. When you think about it, think, ya ikhwani, that you are allowed to keep 97.5% of your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only asking you, commanding you to pay 2.5% of your wealth on a yearly basis to be given to those who deserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in Surah At-Tawbah in ayah 60. We will talk about these details in the next halaqat bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your wealth and stay safe. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Nas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwaffiqana li kulli khayr wa an yuballighana Ramadan wa an yaj'alana fihi min ahli al-fawzi wal-ghufran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.